Hello and welcome to another episode of the Secure Hub Podcast. My name is Emmanuel, but you can call me Tosin. So today's episode is going to be a bit different from what we've had in the past, basically because one, it is not going to be a scripted episode. It definitely is not a scripted episode. So I'm just going to be talking to you about incidents and cases that we've tried to follow up in this past couple of weeks. Some are still under investigation, so we may not be able to talk so much about them. But the idea is just to make you aware of the kind of tactics that fraudsters are using these days to scam people of their hard-earned money. Now, the first up is a friend of mine. She had this issue. She had this a debit, and it's sort of at that moment it pointed to a betting account. That was I think Betway. I can't really remember. I think Betway. Yes, but the interesting thing is, yes, the case got resolved actually. But when I tried to find out about Betway and the payment gateway, which was Paystack, and at this point I want to give a big shout out to Paystack. They didn't ask me to do this, but I just have to commend their customer service. Those guys are fast, and they know how to handle their fraud cases. Like, they get every single details and they act so fast. Big up to Paystack. Keep up the good work. Now moving on. So I tried to search about recent happenings or recent kind of a fraud that were linked to either the Betway, and I stumbled upon a website. Now, in this website, basically what this guy does is he teaches people how to defraud other people. He gives you steps. He has a full guideline on how to become a fraudster. And when I looked at all of these steps, now this is actually what I want to let all of you know about. Don't look at the HTTPS of a website alone and feel that that website is secure. One of the steps, or one of the things these guys do, is they sell things online. They meet a web designer and they design a full-fledged website, very nice looking website, and they sell legit things. Yes, probably a bag that would go for say 10,000, they will sell it there for 7,000, and they will actually deliver this bag. Like, you know that, yeah, this is a legitimate transaction, but the idea here is to get your card details. That is their end game. They want to get your card details. So when you see things online you see deals online that looks just too good to be true, please do not fill in your card details on every single website that you see online, irrespective of the fact that, yes, there's HTTPS. Basically, this is what everybody looks at, but it's not just HTTPS alone. HTTPS basically tells you that, yes, this connection is secure, but everything you type can be saved. It's all about a script. Just a PHP script to get every single detail there for you. So basically, this is what these guys do. And when I found out all of this, okay, taking the matter to NIDA and NIRA and the EFCC as well. So it's a case that is currently under investigation. I cannot talk so much about it because I was pissed. I would not lie. I was pissed. Because this guy has dual personality. The guy who owns this website is also a renowned person. Like, he has a LinkedIn page, he has a legitimate business that he runs. But yeah, thank God for OSINT, I was able to dig and find his real name, his email address, and every other thing which I forwarded down here to the EFCC and NIDA for them to carry out other actions. But that is just one out of all of the many things that I do. I hope they bring down these sites and apprehend this person as well. Moving on to another case, which is we're currently investigating now, and we're going to be writing a post about this, basically on the fraud aspect or the fraud, the desk, or how they call it now, help desk, the fraud help desk of all of these banks. Now, the bottom line here is, if you receive a call or you receive a text from anybody whatsoever, whosoever calls you and tries to tell you that your account has been hacked and somebody is trying to transfer money out of your account, immediately, please drop the call. Please drop the call. don't even listen to what they have to say because they can manipulate you. This is social engineering. They can manipulate you and have you provide your card details, and with that they will move your funds, or they will use it to fund a transaction online. We are currently investigating a case right now, and I can't really talk much about this, but this is just the message we're trying to pass across. Anybody who tells you your money is about to be transferred to another account, tell them, in short, don't even wait to listen to the whole gist. As long as it's a mobile number that calls you and not any of the bank's landline, please drop the call and visit your bank. Everybody that has an account with a bank has a bank, an account manager. Try as much as you can to know and get your account manager's phone number. This way, when you get any single message, you can immediately call your account manager to verify if this is true or not. And most of the times, it is not. We've seen so many cases. It's like in this past few weeks now, we saw up to 4 different cases. The highest that I know so far right now is close to 500,000 naira. So please be safe out there. Scamming is real. Say no to cybercrime. That is just the basic thing. And say no to phishing. You know, basically, it's the older ones that make use of ATM cards and don't really know about these phishing and social engineering that fall prey to all of these things. So please, as much as you are aware, try to affect and your circle of influence and let everyone around you know that this is what is going on right now so that they can be protected. And if you have been scammed in the past, even if it's currently or recently rather, if you have been defrauded, I'm going to drop the fraud help desk of the banks that I could lay my hands on, thanks to Citizen. I can't really remember their handle right now, but I'm going to tag them in this post, and you could check their tweets, and you could also reach out to them if you have any case of fraud. They will help you. They've been really helpful to us in this current case and other cases that we've been investigating. They've been really, really helpful. So you could check out and know all of these fraud help desks so that when you have any case of fraud, you can simply and easily call or send a mail to any of these and they will assist you. And please again, do not fall for any call that tells you your money is about to be transferred to another account. Well, the podcast is already getting to 8 minutes and I don't want to take so much of your time, but basically this is what is going on right now and we need to stay aware. Please be cyber aware and no fall mogul. Thanks for listening to the Secure Hub podcast. Our episodes are available on Apple Podcasts, on Anchor, on Radio Public, and also on SoundCloud. Thank you and bye-bye.